Oh, dear God, again in the wondrous name of your Son, Jesus, we ask that we would enter into such perfect worship in and with you today, Lord God. May we magnify that precious Son. May again that wondrous beauty of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ become more fervent. Lord, may we get a brighter and deeper vision of that wondrous love wherewith we are loved. Thank you again, over and over, thanks be to God for bringing us into such precious truth. Lord, thank you again for like precious faith in these saints here today. May we be encouraged in the things of the Lord. May we take refuge in you, Lord, knowing that you are for us. And if you be for us, who could be against us? Thank you for that promise. Thank you for the love. Let us dwell in it this morning. May your Spirit come and anoint each and every life. Lord, open us up this morning to receive you. Thank you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles this morning, we're going to the book of Daniel. We're going to go to chapter 6 and we'll read the entire chapter. The most familiar portion of text. We're going to speak today of Daniel in the lion's den. So kids, read along. This is a wonderful story. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And again, that's Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. Oh, to seek that excellent spirit. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. See how that jealousy always comes in. But they could not find none occasion nor fault. Isn't that wonderful how this brother trusted the Lord? For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, see, they weren't going to stop there. We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. See, I'll tell you what, beware when they start speaking well of you, huh? All the presidents of the kingdom and governors and the princes and counselors and the captains have consulted together. Oh, they were just fluffing him all up. To establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree, sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And notice this. And his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He didn't panic, did he? He just went about the business of the Lord. Praise his name. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? And the king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. Oh my, the sorrow. And set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then here they came again. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of the lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went into his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments or music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he had come to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. He believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces. Well, they got descriptive here, didn't they? Or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, Peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Man, the word of God is just awesome, isn't it? Hallelujah. Maybe it's been a while since you read that, huh? Isn't it wonderful? Rejoicing in the faithfulness of God. So many layers, brothers and sisters, to this masterpiece, but today I believe we're just going to touch upon the most basic one here. As Brother Copley used to say, the cookie on the shelf. Don't let poor judgment, don't let a bad decision destroy your life. Don't let it. And the reason is you see, we do not serve a God that says, you made your bed, now you got to sleep in it. That's not the God that we have. Rather, we have a God that is the one that covers a multitude of sin. We have a Jesus that is full of truth and grace. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I will make sure I'm underscoring here. I'm not encouraging bad decisions. Lord knows we've got enough going around here. But today, let's rejoice. Let's rejoice in the Lord that even in bad decisions, praise God, isn't it a wondrous place for the grace of God to reign? A wondrous place for the grace of God to reign. Now, I want to make sure we understand that King Darius here, he starts out as an unbeliever. But this is a wondrous example for us all. And notice here first how all bad decisions come about. Listen, there's wonderful wisdom in the Word of God. How all bad decisions come about is when we take instruction from ungodly sources. When I take instruction or counsel from ungodly sources, whether they be ungodly people or whether it's this mind, when it's not stayed upon him, I want you to understand that can be an ungodly source. Oh yes. And ungodly sources will always magnify man, as we've read in our text here. It will always try to want and magnify the desire of man as opposed to magnifying our Lord. Oh yes. When we start to puff ourselves up in any way, shape, or form, it might be, as in this man here, Darius, my greatness. And we understand there's no greatness except in God. You have to understand that. Or if it's even, oh, poor old me. It's still about me. See, we've got to get off the me and we got to get on him. And that's when we're going to get the glory coming into our life, even in the presence of a bad decision. But I do want to just make mention for one moment before we go on. Notice the man of God here. Notice this Daniel. Notice how it was working together for his good. And why? Because he was affixed upon the Lord. He was affixed upon the Lord. He knew that my God is judge. Do you know that? Do you know that your God is judge? Do you know that he is still on the throne? He's there today. And in that you can rest. You can absolutely have perfect peace in knowing that he is on the throne. And this is what Daniel so represents here, is that even though there were others that were in error, even though there were those that were seeking his life, even though there was a bad decision that was affecting his life, there was nothing wavering with this brother. There was nothing changing in Jesus Christ, and he knew that. He knew that all is well. I like to know that all is well. And I know that all is well always in him. And in that, I'm so thankful that Brother Daniel, he just went on. And he went on so sweetly about the business of faith. See, I want to be about the business of faith. And faith is a business, brothers and sisters. And it's got the greatest return. It's compounding glory upon glory upon glory upon glory. And Daniel knew that. He knew that, and he found that, oh, hallelujah, in an upper chamber on his knees. Oh, what prayer can do? Transcends you right out of this old world and right into the presence of the throne. See, we don't need to be afraid of man whose breath is in his nostrils. Don't you be afraid of man. I've heard of that so many times over and over, whether it's a boss or somebody that was picking on someone. I've even told my children this, and I remember hearing it from my dad. Don't you be afraid. You're going to be afraid of anything. You better be afraid of this stick when you come home if you don't stand up for yourself. But I want you to understand who's standing up for you today, and it's God. It's God. He is there, and it's so wonderful. He's your judge, and he fights for you. Oh, hallelujah. I hope we know this. But going on here, I want us to recognize that in this bad decision, that this King Darius, he was sorry. He was sorry for what happened. And you think of this. He was a sinner at this time. He was. He didn't believe in the Lord. And he was a king. But yet he was sorry. But I'm going to tell you, so sadly, I see so many of God's precious people, when they make bad decisions, they're not sorry. There's not a sorrow. There's more of an attitude of, well, it'll be okay. They'll just get over it. Just kind of brushing it off. And I will tell you, I've been there, and in that attitude of denial of a bad decision and just brushing it off, bad decisions will become a pattern in your life. Are you listening to me? I hope you're listening to the Lord. Bad decisions will become a pattern, and they'll become a pattern that will defeat you always and potentially destroy you. Yes. And I'm talking about an attitude like this King Darius had for a moment, or when you're thinking about it, oh, I didn't mean any harm by it. He didn't mean to hurt anybody, did he? When he signed that, he was just thinking it was okay. I'm just for 30 days, they're going to come and flatter me. It's okay. There's no harm. And I think about Christians that have that kind of attitude, and they usually follow it up with this. Well, come on, brother. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Yes, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Quote all the Word. Don't pick and choose. Quote it all. Quote it all. Because I shudder to think of the ground that you may be walking on when you're picking out these little things here and there to fit what you think is going to be okay with the way you're walking. Notice how I say you're walking, not following in the footsteps of our loving Savior. See, I don't care what your intention was, it's not okay. It's not okay. And your cavalier attitude has nothing to do with God's purpose. Your cavalier attitude, your attitude of, oh, it's just going to be okay, I'm just going to leave it alone, I'm just going to move on, has nothing to do with God's purpose. And I want you to know this. God has warned me personally, son, it's not working together for your good when you're going that way. It's the Word of God. Know this. It's the Word of God. Only godly sorrow in times like these, brothers and sisters, is the true repentance that's going to turn that battle in your life. And praise be to God, I'm so thankful when He turns a battle, it's immediate. Isn't it wonderful? Faith is immediate. And when this king started to just display this sorrow, and it was a godly sorrow that was coming on because there was a transformation that was happening in his life real quick here. But when it comes on, praise God, then it will work together for your good. I want things working together for my good. I do. I do. And I know that He's caused me to love Him. But I understand too that there's a divine purpose that He has called us to. And it's His. And His purpose is always in alignment with the Word of God. Do you understand that we will fail? And we will fail continually. We will. It's hard for me to get through a day. Yes, your pastor, I want you to know this. Without failing. It's the truth. Do I love the Lord with all my heart, soul, and might always? Oh, I want to. I do. I want to. But whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And there's times in the day that I know I don't have enough faith. And I'm so thankful it's at that moment that He restores me. And He says, son, that's what I can do for you. I want you to put your complete confidence in me. And I'm going to have you face things throughout your life that's going to build more of me in you. Got to get rid of all of that other stuff. It's got to be me. It's got to be my faithfulness. It has to be my Word. And in that, brothers and sisters, I know that even in and through failure, it's working together for my good. Oh yeah. It's that softened heart. It's how many times have we heard, break up the fallow ground. Lord, change me. Have you ever spoken those words to Him? I hope you have. Lord, make me tender. Lord, quit allowing me to be such a principled person or a hard person. That it's not truly a life of what is right and wrong. It's the love of God. See, right and wrong is coming from here. The love of God is something beyond. And even when I am wrong or when I have been done wrong, praise God, the love of God, it just makes it right. Do you understand? It's just right. Lord, I can rejoice with that sister. Her son was dead. And that prophet came to her. How is it, woman? It is well. I don't know if I've gone there. But by His grace, I want Him to draw me there. It is well. It is well. You listen to that song about that refiner's fire. You're never even going to remotely enter into that concept, into that workmanship of Him, until you start saying, Lord, it is well. I don't want to get out of here if it's Your will. I don't want to be removed if these are the touches, Lord, the finishing touches. So uncomfortable. Oh, they're not joyous for the moment. But Lord, if it can cause me to fit a wedding gown, there is nothing more precious. There is nothing more valuable. Oh God, may we enter into that. But you see, I appreciate this king and this example. You look at that knee-jerk reaction of the flesh. Even though he was sorry, what was his first reaction? Well, I'm going to make it right. Admirable. Oh, so admirable. And Darius did everything in his power to reverse it, didn't he? Could you imagine how he fretted that night? How he paced. I'm going to do it. But you know what? It wasn't going to get done at all in his might. Do you know this? That we need to let it go and allow the one that can make it right, the only one that can make it right, that's his specialty? I know we're all playing with something today. Every one of us. We all have these things that we are trying to make right. There's something in your life this morning. And that's a bad decision. It is. It's poor judgment. Because I have the one that knows how to make it perfect right now. And it's as easy as saying, Lord, it's yours. Do you see the examples that we had? Brother Daniel, he knew immediately. Once it was signed, he knew that mistake. He knew the error. Did he go seek counsel with other people and start huddling up? Oh my, look at what happened here. What a mess. What are we going to do? We better pack up and leave town. If we're going to worship God, we got to move on. Oh no. The beautiful thing about the Lord, and I've been rejoicing in, He said, stand. It's all He told me to do. He just said, stand. I don't even got to move. I don't even have to move. And He moves me. It's so wondrous. I was thinking about Philip. How the Lord just moved him. I got to even move you further. I'm just going to transport you somewhere. Nothing's hard for God. Nothing's hard. He just said, stand. We're about running and fleeing and moving, and we got to be over here, and maybe I can get a better vision over there. Zacchaeus, get down here. I'm going to your house. You don't need to move. You just stand. Oh, what He's bringing out. Isn't it wondrous? Oh, I love the Lord and Him speaking to us. But notice this too, when you're going to try to do it yourself, you know who will join you? Oh, the devil and his servants. Oh, they rushed right over there, didn't they? Oh, come on now, king. Going to kick you here a little bit. Let's ridicule you, make you feel real bad. Magnify the circumstance. Isn't that what they were doing? Absolutely. See what you've caused? you're done. Daniel, whom you loved, and this king must have loved that brother. You know he did. He put all of that authority and counsel in that wondrous vessel. He knew that there was an anointing on that life. He may have not been a believer, but he knew there was an anointing on that life. It was just like Pharaoh that he could see Joseph. There was an anointing on that life. Do you see how important the testimony of God is in your life? Do you see how important the testimony of God is when you go into your workplace and maybe you have a boss that you think is Beelzebub's brother, or maybe it could be his nephew himself? I mean it. But be a testimony. What a wonderful thing. Let God turn that tide. Let God turn the battle to the gate. Oh, I love to hear Brother Hill pray that. And I'm understanding. See, that's the beautiful thing. Some of the precious things that the Lord had to take out of our lives, brothers and sisters, for us to see even more clearly. I hope you understand that. We want to lean on things that are so precious and so tremendous. But see, God's going to have you stand with Him alone. And I'm thinking it's so precious. As I'm going on in life, that I'm learning to stand in Him alone. Amen. He's so glorious. But a funny thing happened in this wondrous story. Just when they were kicking Him. Always makes the devil mad when this funny thing happens. Faith's working when the devil's mad. Always remember that. But Darius calls out to God, doesn't he? He calls out to God. And I was thinking, you know, this guy's a Persian. You that were here on Friday night knew that I'd just taken a plane trip and the Lord set me right next to a Muslim man. And boy, did we have a sweet conversation. I don't know what God's going to do in it, but I'm trusting Him for it. But this was a Persian. This was, in a sense, the precursor to the Arab that we know today. This Darius had never called out to God before. This was something new. And I want you to take note. You never know who God's calling out to. Never know when you might be entertaining angels, huh? Come on now. Don't get too self. Don't get too haughty. You might miss a blessing. You might miss one. And see, brothers and sisters, that was the turning point. There was surrender going on. The God that thou servest, he said, will deliver thee. The God that thou servest, he'll deliver you. God's saying that to every one of you today. He'll deliver you. Can you say that to the Lord today, really? In your heart. I don't know, maybe with your lips, but I hope it's in your heart. Lord, you'll deliver me. You'll deliver me. Oh, yes. It's all on you, God, is when we get to that point. What a wonderful point. It's the point of no return. Because it's the point where I'm trusting God. I'm not returning back to that point of sorrow and misery. I'm going right over here to promise. God, it's all on you. You got to do it. Hallelujah. I've just opened up a can of unabandoned grace, I think, about right in the face of the devil. Blew up on him. Get out of here. I'm trusting God. We're going on. Prayer and believing. The power is here. See, don't give up on the God of all hope. Don't give up on the God of all hope. It's so wonderful. This is the God that basks in the improbable. This is the God that shines and reigns in the impossible. And I know that impossible is being pressed in each and every life here today. He wouldn't be true to His Word if He wasn't pressing each family here today in an impossible. And you know it. Whether it's been the homegoing of loved ones, whether it's been a financial situation, a crunch like there's never been in a home, whether it's even been, Lord, I feel like I'm just getting sleepy. I don't sense the zeal in my life to praise You. But Lord, help me to understand that You've given me a spirit that actually makes utterance for me. I don't know what to say today, Lord, but I'm here. And I've got a Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that's just going to take it from here. I'm beyond my words. I'm even beyond my feeling, God, today. I was there this week. Lord, I'm low. Don't know what to do now. I've hit the impasse. And I could hear Him say, well, son, I was just waiting for you to get there. Oh, I was waiting for you to get there. Now, come on. It's mine. It's my turn. Now we're going to have some rejoicing. Now we're going to have some fun together. I'm going to show you my handiwork. My, oh my. I'm learning to hit the throne of grace running. Running in there. And there's one thing about that. I've never left without returning with the exceeding abundantly with all I could ever ask or think. Oh, hallelujah. I'm starting to learn I don't want it just in the takeout form. I want to dine in. Huh? Don't leave it, huh? Oh, but sometimes we get a little willy-nilly and get out there again. But praise God, I know He's always open for business. That's how He speaks to me. I don't know about you. Got to get real simple when He's talking to me. But he realized here He's the only living God. We'll wrap it up. I'm enjoying this today. But He's the only living God, he says. Know that He's the only living God. I spoke to that man this week in that plane. I said, this is the only living God. This is the only living God. See, Darius had been a worshiper of many dead gods. And brothers and sisters, I really believe in self. We have to understand that's the dead god. In self is the dead god. When you try to do it in self, when you're going to hang over there in self, when you're going to try to magnify self, and it can be even magnifying self in a suffering. I'm going to go after you today. God wants you. You magnify Him. You magnify Him. Don't let that devil steal the glory. Don't let him rob you from it. You're in battle. Praise the Lord. He's weakening you in the way. Hallelujah to God. I can't even get up. My body hurts from head to toe. I'm in the riches of the rich. I'm not there. But you know what? I praise the Lord that I know in spirit He'll be faithful to take me there someday if He so chooses. Let's get there. Let's leave this old self and go in for all of it. All of it. Hallelujah. To call unto the one and the living God. And yes, at times it's going to be shaky, just like old Darius. He was calling there, Daniel, are you okay? He kind of knew it, but he wasn't really. Yeah. But he called out. All he wants you to do is call out. And one thing about the Lord, He'll always respond. And the Lord responded to him. He said, live forever. Live forever, brother. And this was a brother now. He was coming into that. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Hallelujah. Live forever. Come out of the ashes. Rise up. Don't just live, but live forever. And see, it has nothing to do with our longevity as a Christian. It has nothing to do with how long I have been a Christian. You better shelve that right now. It has everything to do with faith, and it has to do with faith now. Right now. The only one I'm hearing about in this story is Daniel. I'm sure there were others that loved the Lord. But you know what? They didn't have any faith because I'm not reading about them right now. And I had a king that didn't know the Lord, but respected a vessel and was drawn into fellowship. Oh, hallelujah. And in faith, know this, they have not hurt me. I don't care what man thinks they're doing to me. I don't care what this mindset, and I'm not talking about people, and it's not against people. It's spiritual wickedness and principalities and high places and all that stuff. And I don't care how much they rejoice in trying to restrict my praise, because they're not going to do it. I don't care how much they think that they're going to take away, whether it's prayer out of school or God out of my money or all of these types of things. I know the Word of God told me that was going to happen. It's going to come to pass because it's the Word of God. Now, I'm not going to just lay down. I'm just going to get on my knees. And I'm going to enter into the high, the upper chamber, and I'm going to praise the Lord. It's time to really praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. What He's doing, what He's done, what He's finished, what we can go into and have today. They haven't hurt me. They cannot hurt me. Praise God. And even more so, wasn't it precious? And they haven't hurt you. They haven't hurt you. Blessed assurance is what we have. Nothing can be laid to the charge of God's elect. And brothers and sisters, this is nothing but the faithfulness of God. This had nothing to do with the goodness of Daniel. And shoot, I'll just say this. Darius hadn't been a Christian for more than 32 or 33 seconds. Let's say it how it is. It's just grace through faith. Isn't that wonderful? It's just the grace of God. It's just the grace of God. And think of this. We'll just end with this wondrous verse. It's just been thrilling me in this study. As Brother David said, if I ascend, oh, come on. Amen. If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. Well, amen to that and praise God. But what did he say? If I make my bed in hell, know this God that loves you. If I make my bed in hell, behold, behold, take note. Looky there. Thou art there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's bow our heads. Oh, just praise the Lord. Stand and praise the Lord. You need to praise the Lord. I believe it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My perfect peace. Oh, enter into the rest of God. Yeshana, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. In your name, great is thy faithfulness, and we rest in that great love. In Jesus' name, amen.